Who was here in 1970, the first convention that was held in Oshkosh? Anybody? I see one back there. Okay, do you remember? I was going through the archives, the Sport Aviation archives, and there was a flyer that our founder, Paul Poberesny, sent out to all EAA members in early 1970. And basically what it was explaining was the reason for the move from Rockford to Oshkosh. And one of the things that struck me in Paul's letter to the members was we have to build our reputation and we have to let folks know who EAA is and we have to build friendships. Well, I think after all these years, I'm pretty sure that Oshkosh considers us EAA to be a very valuable friend. And I'd like to bring Oshkosh Mayor Paul Esslinger on the stage to officially welcome us to EAA AirVenture Oshkosh 2009. Mayor Esslinger.
Thanks, Steve, and thank all of you for coming this evening. On behalf of the residents of Oshkosh, I'd like to welcome all of you to Oshkosh. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with all of you this evening and to award Mr. Dick Rutan the key to the city of Oshkosh. I'm a 44-year lifelong resident of the city of Oshkosh, and I've been coming to every show since I was a little boy. My dad brought me. And as I got older, you know, Dad wasn't so cool anymore, so I came out with my friends. And I've got a 10-year-old boy and an 8-year-old girl now that the tradition is growing with my family, so I bring them out here. I was elected to the Oshkosh Common Council in the year 2000. And in 2002, I was just kind of sitting around the house one day. I think it was in January of 2002, and I said, you know, we have such significant, awesome people that come to the city of Oshkosh for AirVenture. And I think it'd be kind of neat to have a Key to the City award. So I got on the phone and I called Tom Poberesny and I said, Tom, I have an idea. I said, Mr. Poberesny, I have an idea. And he said, well, that's great, Paul. Why don't you come in and we'll talk about it? So I went into his office and I said, I've got this idea for a Key to the City. You know, we choose some significant person that's done great work for aviation and for the communities, and the mayor can give that Key to the City out. And there was dead silence for a while, and I thought, oh boy, I think I'm gonna be shown the door here. He said, Paul, I think that's a great idea. And in the 2 years I had been on the Common Council, it was the first time someone said I had a great idea, so I was pretty proud of it. This past April, I was elected to the mayorship here in Oshkosh, and this was the second thing I thought of after they announced that I had won. This was the second thing that I thought about. The first thing, unfortunately, was my mom always wanted me to be mayor, and unfortunately she passed away shortly before that of lung cancer. So, but I know she's with me tonight and she's proud. But this is the second thing I thought about. You know, when I came up with the idea, I thought, I hope someday that I get to do this. Some of the other people that have won this award are Cliff Robertson, Paul Poberesny, Chuck Yeager, Oshkosh's own John Monet, Jack Pelton, Audrey Poberesny, and Alan and Dale Klappmeyer. And before I get to the Mr. Rutan, I just wanted to say that I do not have a pilot's license, but I am available for co-pilot duty throughout the week. Now on to Mr. Rutan. Mr. Rutan is really an icon in the field of aviation. His accomplishments are many. The accomplishment that I personally respect the most is the fact that he is a military veteran. Mr. Rutan flew 325 missions in Vietnam, several of them as a member of a high-risk classified operation known commonly as the MISTIES. During his military career, Mr. Rutan was awarded a Silver Star, 5 Distinguished Flying Crosses, 16 Air Medals, and a Purple Heart. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I call a patriot and a hero. There are many accomplishments of Mr. Rutan, really too many to mention tonight, but a few include an inductee into the National Aviation Hall of Fame, the first nonstop, non-refueled flight around the world in Voyager. With his brother Bert, President Ronald Reagan awarded him the Presidential Citizens Medal, which honors U.S. citizens who have performed exemplary deeds of service to the nation. The Dick Rutan Scholarship Fund, which has gifted many thousands of dollars to young scholars. The Collier Trophy, the History of Flight Award, and I'm sure the things that he's most proud of, he's a husband to his wife, Chris, a father to 4 daughters, and a grandfather to 9 grandchildren. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in presenting the key to the city of Oshkosh to Mr. Dick Rutan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was in the back just thinking about Oshkosh. How many people here think that Oshkosh is a town? How many here think that Oshkosh is an event? Well, Mr. Mayor, you and your staff and the citizens of Oshkosh, my deepest gratitude. You know, back in circa World War II, there was two brothers born, and the story goes that they didn't have birth certificates, they were issued flight plans. It's really interesting, in 1974, I think it was, we came here and Bert had the very easy, and we set our first long-distance distance record for that weight class. And that just kind of wet our teeth about some other things to come. And I was 74, in 1984, I flew an airplane called the Voyager to Oshkosh just after it was finished, and we'd done some flight tests there in Mojave. And 2 years later, the airplane Voyager came here on a truck, because after spending all those time and all those hours flying that thing around the world, I was really happy to put it on a truck. And it was officially turned over to the National Smithsonian Air and Space Museum, and now it hangs proudly in the Milestones of Flight Gallery. And then my brother just brought another airplane that you're all interested in too. But another thing I want to talk about Oshkosh a little bit, the town. And when we first came here in 1974, we didn't have very much money or anything, but the hospitality of Oshkosh has always been something that's very memorable. And I cast my mind back. When we came here, all the motels were all full, and Bert was able to get a motel, but as we checked out every year, we had to pay, not for the time we just stayed, but we had to pay for next year's rooms. But anyway, even the hotels all fill up. Another neat thing is that Oshkosh City would open up their homes. And I don't know how many of you have had the opportunity to stay with an Oshkosh family, and they welcomed us to our house. And one was really neat. It was right down the road here. And they had a nice basement and a really lovely family and a lovely house. But the bathroom facilities, we all had to take little times. You know, we had to schedule it and so forth. And then they had a septic tank, and the septic tank, it kind of ran over a little bit. And so there was a sign on the door, and it said, I'll never forget this. It said, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. And some other times that we stayed over here in a couple other houses and so forth. And just that alone was always very memorable to Oshkosh, and Oshkosh, the town. And of course, EAA. Another thing too is that, look what Paul and what they founded way back in those days and what it's grown into. And none of us can even imagine what happened and what this would grow into and the things that came out of EAA. From airplanes that you can weld together in your backyard, to a transglobal flight, the record even stands today. Nobody's even come close to our record of 26,358.4 statute miles. And to space. Wow, that's really something. And I think that a lot of the credit goes to Mr. Mayor and the city of Oshkosh and how friendly it is. Another thing, too, is I think we get along well, because EAA members and the citizens of Oshkosh, they blend together perfectly, and look what we've created. Hey, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. It's a real honor for me, and I'll treasure it always. Thank you.